1:10 p.m. update news release from Sault Ste. Marie Fire Department at approximately 11:18 p.m. on April 15, 2023. The Sault Ste. Marie Fire and Police Departments responded to a report of a structure fire at 346 West Spruce Street within the city of Sault Ste. Marie. Upon arrival, a home, well involved with fire and smoke products, was found by police and fire departments. The fire was controlled quickly and efforts to search the structure began, confirming on-scene reports of an occupant within the structure at the time of the fire. There was one adult approximately 39 years old found in the structure. The other occupants believed to be in the structure were located elsewhere. The release of the name and exact age of the victim will occur later, after confirmation of identity and notifications to family. During the ongoing investigation, we will continue to protect the privacy of those involved, as well as preserve evidentiary findings to understand the events leading to this tragic fire. We will provide updates as the investigation continues related to this event. Currently, there is no confirmed fire cause and origin as we await test results conducted with this fire investigation. The Sault Ste. Marie Fire and Police Departments were assisted by the Michigan State Police and Fire Investigation Unit, Chippewa County Central Dispatch, My Michigan Sioux Hospital Security, and the City of Sault Ste. Marie Streets Department. If anyone has information about this incident, please contact Chippewa County Central Dispatch at 906-495-3312. Any inquiries related to this incident can be made by contacting Fire Chief Edwin Miller at 906-632-2226.11. 30 a.m. update around 11:18 p.m. Monday. Sault Ste. Marie Fire Department was dispatched to a structure fire less than 2 blocks from their fire hall. The fire claimed the homeowner's life. When they arrived at the 346 W Spruce Street address, Sault Fire Chief Ed Miller said heavy fire was coming from the structure and spreading to the houses on both sides. Miller said nobody was home at either of those other houses. That was odd, too, because we were nervous not to have anybody else too close to that fire, Miller said. The quick response along with weather conditions prevented the fire from spreading. Luckily, the weather was decent for us. We didn't have high winds. This structure was fully involved, Miller stated. Sault City Fire Department, along with the Michigan State Police, are investigating the fire. Miller said the exact cause could take a while. Old houses are always a challenge, there's a lot of modifications through the years. The fire had a good head start on us and it was a lot to make sure we extinguish it fully, Miller said. While the investigation is underway, Miller says it appears there were no smoke detectors, or working detectors, in the house. We did not hear any alarms while fighting the fire. Sometimes that happens with the amount of fire going on. But with our initial walkthrough, we did not see any evidence of smoke alarms in the house, Miller added. Miller is adamant about people having smoke detectors installed and working. We keep on talking about that, smoke alarms are important. Hopefully, we can get the message out that people need to put them up. And if they have a hard time putting them up, we can help, Miller stressed. Sault Township Volunteer Fire Department, Sault Ste. Marie Police Department, Sault DPW, and My Michigan security staff all assisted at the scene. Miller said the scene was cleared around 3:30 a.m. The name of the victim will not be released until next of kin are notified. Original story. 9 a.m. One person is confirmed dead in a structure fire last night, says the City of Sault Ste. Marie Fire Department via social media. At time of publication on Tuesday morning, firefighters were still on scene in the 300 block of West Spruce Street as the fire investigation is ongoing. Sault leaders Jim Lahockey is on scene and will have more on this later.